This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Mino Studio is a pre- and post-production facility for all of your audio needs. Mino Studio's founder is an accredited audio engineer with top 40 and indie album credits. With over 30 years of music industry experience, Mino Studio can take your podcast from idea to reality. Contact Mino Studio at MinoStudio777@gmail.com for more information. That's Mino Studio spelled M-E-N-O, MinoStudio777@gmail.com. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs. And welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes, not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Well, today's topic is, well, you're probably thinking today's topic would have been Analyzing Rental Properties Part 2. But unfortunately, or fortunately, I've postponed that 1 week because I'm going to introduce something new here. I am going to be talking today about stealth tenant marketing. And you're probably asking, what is stealth tenant marketing? Well, stealth tenant marketing is an aggressive approach to try to fill vacancies that you have in your properties. Now, I'm going to share a little background here about this and how I came into this. As I mentioned in previous episodes, we have a 22 unit in Indianapolis. We purchased it back in May and have been involved with rehabbing and upgrading the building, interior, exterior, common areas, and so forth, individual units, security measures, giving tenants AC units. With that, we have increased rents about 8% for the existing tenants. And if we have empty units that people are coming into, they'll be coming in at an even higher rate because we're trying to reach a certain market goal. And in that, we're looking obviously fill those empty units as soon as possible. So what we're doing is, or what I'm doing, to be real honest with you here, I'm actually packing up and I am getting in my getting in an airplane and flying to Indianapolis, and I will be moving in to one of the available units. And while I am there, I'm going to be doing a number of things. One of the first things is I really want to understand the community that we have there. I want to get to know the tenants. I want to get to know the property. I want to get to know the market. I want to get to know everything that's going on in there to best understand what the needs are, who stays there, who wants to stay there, who might want to stay there that maybe isn't staying there, and sort of doing my own little market research while I'm there. In addition to that, I am going to be overseeing some upgrading that still has to be done to finalize certain unfinished projects that are in place. But my main focus is I'm there to get new tenants. And I'm going to be implementing a number of things. And that's why I'm sharing this with you is one, I am looking at sharing this experience and sharing what works and what doesn't work. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about what that is. Another reason why I'm hopping on a plane tomorrow to do this is because November is traditionally one of the worst months to rent. December is probably just as bad, but I'd say November, December are horrible times to rent because everybody's focused on other things during the holidays and so forth. So if I don't get something going in October, I may have to wait till after the first of the year to get things going. And then usually there are periods like June, July are one of the best months. And well, I can't wait that long, but I'm just looking to leverage what we have while we can, while the weather is not that bad in Indianapolis, to get this going. What am I doing? What exactly is stealth tenant marketing? Well, as I mentioned, I'm doing my own little market research to learn the needs and aspirations of the people that live there and better understand the tenant base and potential tenant base. But I'm going to be employing a number of different marketing techniques as well. And my goal is to not leave there until we have 90% occupancy. I think right now we're at 68%. So my goal is to bring us at least up to 90. If I can get 100%, great, but I don't think so because we have one unit that's primarily a storage unit right now that I don't think that's going to be ready in that amount of time. What things am I going to be doing? I'm going to be very aggressive online. We already have listings in apartments.com, hotpads.com, Zillow, Trulia, realtor.com, RentBerry. We're even going to be placing ads in Craigslist as well. I'm making myself available to anybody that wants to see this place. And that's been part of our problem is that some of these folks that have been calling in haven't been able to set up the right times to be able to come in and check out the place. So I'm going to be available. Even if they want to come at 12 o'clock at night, I will be there. I'm also trying to build up a referral network, real estate agents and others that might want to refer people to our property, and we'll reward them with a finder's fee. Also, I'll be talking to other multifamily owners in the area. I'm planning on going to RIA meetings, meetups, and other places like that where I can meet folks. And there might be some that have apartments, for example, that don't have the efficiency or the studio units that we have an abundance of, and maybe they've got only one bedroom, two bedroom, three bedroom type units, and they'll be happy to refer people that are looking for a smaller place. Networking is I think really critical and important here. I'm also going into the community and I'm talking to businesses and churches and community organizations. Maybe there are some who are in a program at a church that are just getting back on their feet and maybe they need a new place to start off that won't be too expensive. So a studio is great for that. And love to link up with these churches or some of these community organizations that are helping people. The large employers in the area, I'm going to be going to and bringing flyers saying we'll give a special discount to your employees if they want to rent with us. In addition to that, I'll probably be talking, even meeting with service groups like Kiwanis and Rotary and a few others too. I will be doing curbside promotions, which will mean signs and special flags out there, what have you. I'm not even beyond putting on a monkey suit with a big arrow and pointing at the building all day. I'm there to get tenants, so I am very, very dedicated to this. There are a number of other things that I'm probably going to get involved with while I am there. Those are some of the key areas where I'm going to be focusing. But I'm going to try to expedite any incoming calls that come. If they come into the property manager, I'll want to get involved there and make sure that these people get screened quickly and that we can move processes along a lot faster. I'll probably even institute a tenant referral program where our tenants who refer people that actually rent from us will get they'll get a bonus for that. And so there are a number of different things. And for those of you listening, you know, you might want to call me or email me if you have some other ideas on ways that have been effective for you to get tenants in. I'm very open and ready and willing. I would love to be able to fill this thing up to at least 90% in 2 weeks, but I'm willing to stay a month, whatever it's going to take to make this happen. This is important for us because the cash flow that we need right now is going to help us with further rehab and upgrading that we're doing. And we want to move while we can to make this happen. Also, I want to talk to the existing tenants and make sure that nobody's going anywhere too, and seeing if we're doing all we can to make it the best place to live. So there's a lot going on. I just wanted to update you with this. This is a pretty crazy mode for me. While I'm there, I was even thinking about launching a YouTube channel. I don't know if that's going to happen for sure or not, but I think it's going to be real visual what's going on there, and I'd love to share that with you, as well as some of the episodes we're doing, like the analyzing property. I think that'd be easier to show you with an Excel spreadsheet how we analyze properties and so forth. So we may launch that YouTube channel while I'm there too, but we'll see if we have time to do that. Anyway, that's it for today. I hope the information's been helpful for you, and I hope it's something that you can use. Like I said, I'm going to share updates as best I can. Our newsletter, I'll share things in there as well, our weekly newsletter or blogs, anything through our website as well. But I will definitely give you an update as to how this goes. And that's why I thought the YouTube channel might be good, but then I could just come on anytime and just kind of give you an update. Anyway, that's it. If you want any information that I'd mentioned here, it'll be in our show notes on our website at olddogsreinetwork.com. Of course, Old Dogs is DAWGS, REI, Real Estate Investing Network.com. And you can get additional information there too. As I mentioned, articles on there, past episodes of podcasts and so forth. Communicate with us. If you write to me, I try to write you back. Also, if there is any other suggestions for shows or information that you guys would like to hear, we'd love to hear from you anytime. Also, if you get out to iTunes and you get a chance, we would love you to be able to leave us a little review. Love a 5-star review if you felt that about the show. That'd be great. That just helps us to get more folks to be able to listen to the show and be able to benefit from the information that we share. So that's it for now. Thanks again for listening. We know there's a lot of other things you could be doing, but the fact that you're listening really means a lot to us. So thank you. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.